Praise the Lord. I'm Pastor Creflo Dollar, Senior Pastor of World Changes Ministries Christian Center, and I'm here today to agree with you for your healing. I'm telling you right now, you do not have to believe the report of the doctor. You do not have to receive the fear of the devil. There is life in God's word. And when that life is poured in on the inside of your spirit, you will not die. The Lord said to me one morning on the way to church, he said, how can a man die when he spends his time pouring life on the inside? And today I want to add my agreement with yours by sharing with you from the word of God, words filled with life, taking God's medicine. And I pray that this tape will be a blessing to you. It's a tape that will just share with you scriptures from the Old Testament to the New Testament on the healing power and the life-giving force of God's word. So at this time, prepare yourselves, prepare your ears as we go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that ears are anointed to hear, hearts are anointed to receive, and I rebuke this sickness, this disease, the report of the doctor, this circumstance and situation in the name of Jesus. I declare right now that we are the healed protecting our health, and I thank you as we begin to receive the life force of your anointed word that will make our bodies free and healed in the name of Jesus. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I forbid any sickness or disease to come upon this body. Every disease, germ, and every virus that touches this body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ and every tissue of this body functions in the perfection to which God created it to function. And I forbid any malfunction in this body in the name of Jesus. Genesis chapter 20, verse 17. So Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech, his wife, and his maidservants. Then they bore children. Exodus 15, 26. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Exodus 23, 25, and 26. Worship the Lord your God, and his blessing will be on your food and water. I will take sickness from among you, and none will miscarry or be barren in your land. I will give you a full lifespan. Numbers 23, verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? Deuteronomy 5:33. Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that you may live, and that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. Deuteronomy 7, verse 11 through 15. Thou shalt therefore keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which I command thee this day to do them. Wherefore it shall come to pass, if ye hearken to these judgments, and keep and do them, that the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which he sware unto thy fathers. And he will love thee, and bless thee, and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of thy womb, and the fruit of thy land, thy corn, and thy wine, and thy oil, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep, in the land which he swore unto thy fathers to give thee. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cattle. and the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. Deuteronomy 30:19-20. I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. Here I want to make a comment concerning the scriptures that we have just read. The Heavenly Father has promised that he will take sickness and disease away from you. He's promised life. He's promised health. Here, even in Deuteronomy 30:19-20, he says, here and now I call heaven and earth to witness against you that I have put life and death before you, the blessing and the curse. Choose life then, that you and your children may live by loving the eternal your God, obeying his voice and holding fast to him. For that means life to you and length of days, that you may live in the land which the Eternal swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, your fathers, that he would give to them. Notice they're referring to God as the Eternal God. In the Knox translation of Deuteronomy 30:19-20, it reads, I call heaven and earth to witness this day that I have set such a choice before thee, life or death, a blessing or a curse. Will thou not choose life, long life for thyself and for those that come after thee? Will thou not learn to love the Lord thy God and obey him and keep close to his side? Thou hast no life, no hope of long continuance, but in him shall not the land which he promised as a gift to thy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, be thine to dwell in. 1 Chronicles 28:28, and he, David, died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. I believe the Heavenly Father will promise you that you will die in a good old age. If you're not past 80, 90, or 100, or if you're not satisfied with life right now, then keep on living. He said, with a long life will I satisfy you and show you my great salvation. 2 Chronicles 16:9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. I believe God wants to show himself strong on your behalf today. The Moffat translation of 2 Chronicles 16:9. For the eternal's eyes dart here and there over the whole world as he exerts his power on behalf of those who are devoted to him. Your devotion towards God will earn you the Father's favor as he exerts his power on your behalf. 2 Chronicles 30:20. So the Lord heard Hezekiah and healed the people. The Lord has heard your prayer. He has heard your confession of faith. And the Lord, like he healed the people of Hezekiah, is healing you right now. Job 5:26. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. It is not the will of God for any to die before their time, for any to die at a young age. It is the will of God that you live a life of full age, to live a life of at least 70 years or more. Job 37:23. Touching the Almighty, he is excellent in power and in judgment, and in plenty of justice he will not afflict. The book of Psalms 30:2. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, my God, I called to you for help and you healed me. Psalms 30, verse 2 in the Knox translation says this, I cried out to the Lord, my God, and thou did grant me recovery. I believe as you have prayed and as you've confessed the word of God, that the Lord shall grant you your recovery. Psalms 34, 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Child of God, God is delivering you right now. Psalms 41 and 3, the Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou will make all his bed in his sickness. The Eternal sustains him on a sick bed and brings him back to health, the Moffat translation says. The Amplified says of Psalms 41 and 3, the Lord will sustain, refresh, and strengthen him on his bed of languishing. All his bed, you, O Lord, will turn, change, and transform in his illness. And I believe God is doing that even right now as you're listening to this tape. Psalms 91, 10 through 16. There shall no evil befall you, nor any plague or calamity come near your tent. For he will give his angels especial charge over you to accompany and defend and preserve you in all your ways of obedience and service. They shall bear you up on their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the serpent shall you trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he knows and understands my name. As a personal knowledge of my mercy, love, and kindness, trust and relies on me, knowing I will never forsake him, no, never. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And I believe, child of God, that long life is available to you right now. Don't stop living until you're satisfied. Psalms 103, verse 2 and verse 3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Bless affectionately, gratefully, praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not one of all of his benefits, who forgives every one of all of your iniquities, who heals each one of all of your diseases. Bless the Eternal, O my soul. Remember all his benefits. He pardons all your sins and all your sicknesses he heals. That's the Moffat translation. Psalms 105, verse 37. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Psalms 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. The NIV says, he sent forth his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Hallelujah. Psalms 147, verse 3. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. The Amplified says, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds, curing their pains and their sorrows. Proverbs 3, 1 and 2. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Proverbs 3, verse 7 and 8. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Proverbs 4, 20 through 22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Hear then, and heed, my son, these words of warning. Never lose sight of them. Cherish them in thy innermost heart. Let a man master them. They will bring life and healing to his whole being. My son, attend to my words. Consent and submit to my sayings. Let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, healing and health to all their flesh. Proverbs 9:11. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. The New International says, for through me your days will be many, and your years will be added to your life. Proverbs 14:30. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. In the Knox translation, he says, peace of mind is health of body. More than all else, envy wastes the frame. The Amplified of that same scripture says, a calm and undisturbed mind and heart are the life and health of the body, but envy, jealousy, and wrath are like rottenness of the bones. Proverbs 16:24. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. The Amplified says, pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the mind and healing to the body. Isaiah 40:29. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. The Knox translation says, rather it is he who gives the weary fresh spirit, who fosters strength and vigor where strength and vigor is none. The Moffat translation says, into the weary he puts power and adds new strength to the weak. Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. The Moffat says, fear not, for I am with you. I am your God. Be not dismayed. I will strengthen. I will support you. I will uphold you with my trusty hand. The Knox translation says, have no fear. I am with thee. Do not hesitate. Am I not thy God? I am here to strengthen and protect thee. Faithful, the right hand that holds thee up. Isaiah 53:4. Surely he has borne our griefs, sickness, weaknesses, and distresses, and carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly consider him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God, as if with leprosy. Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. The Moffat translation of that same scripture says, yet he was wounded because we had sinned. 'Twas our misdeeds that crushed him. 'Twas for our welfare that he was chastised. The blows that fell to him have brought us healing. But he was wounded, according to the Amplified, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. And with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the living whereto I sent it. The Moffat translation of that same scripture. So if the promise that has passed my lips, it falls not fruitless and in vain, but works out what I will and carries out my purpose. Isaiah 58:8. Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your regard. Then shall your light break forth, according to the Amplified. Then shall your light break forth like the morning, and your healing, your restoration, and the power of a new life shall spring forth speedily. Your righteousness, your rightness, your justice, your right relationship with God shall go before you, conducting you to peace and prosperity. And the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Jeremiah 17:14. Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for thou art my praise. And I want to tell you something today, child of God. You are the healed, protecting your health. You're not trying to get healed. You are already healed, praise the Lord. Agree with the word of God. Agree with these scriptures. You are the healed, protecting your health. In fact, say this after me. I am the healed, protecting my health. Malachi 4:2. But unto you who revere and worshipfully fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings and his beams, and you shall go forth and cleave to and grab a hold like calves released from the stall and leap for joy. Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord, I change not. And God has not changed where healing is concerned. Matthew 4:23-24. Moving now into the New Testament. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness among the people. News about him spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, those suffering severe pain, the demon-possessed, those having seizures, and the paralyzed, and he healed them. And the same Jesus that healed them is healing you right now. Matthew 6:9-10. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Healing is the will of the Father. Matthew 7:11. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Now, if you ask God for healing, he will give healing. Matthew 8:2-3. And a leper came to him, and throwing himself at his feet, said, Sir, if only you are willing, you are able to cleanse me. So Jesus put out his hand and touched him, and said, I am willing, be cleansed. Instantly he was cleansed from his leprosy. And I believe that that same testimony can be yours today. Matthew 8:5-13. As he entered into Capernaum, a centurion came to him, asking for his aid. Lord, he said, I have a servant lying sick at my house, cruelly tormented with palsy. Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. But the centurion answered, Lord, I am not worthy to receive thee under my roof. My servant will be healed if thou wilt only speak a word of command. I too know what it is to obey authority. I have soldiers under me. And I say, go to one man and he goes, or come to another and he comes, or do this to my servant and he does it. When he heard that, Jesus said to his followers in amazement, Believe me, I have not found faith like this, even in Israel. And to the centurion, Jesus said, Go then, let it be done to thee as thy faith foretold. And at that hour, his servant was healed. Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. And when Jesus went into Peter's house, he saw his mother-in-law lying ill with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she got up and began waiting on him. When evening came, they brought to him many who were under the power of demons, and he drove out the spirits with a word and restored to health all who were sick with a word. And thus he fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He himself took in order to carry away our weaknesses and infirmities and bore away our disease. Matthew chapter 9, verse 20 through 22. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good courage. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Another translation says, in the Williams translation, he says, And a woman who had a hemorrhage for 12 years came up and touched the tassel on his coat. For she kept saying to herself, If I can only touch his coat, I will get well. And Jesus, on turning and seeing her, said, Cheer up, my daughter, your faith has cured you. And from that moment, the woman was well. Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 35. And Jesus was passing further on his way. He was followed by two blind men who cried aloud, Son of David, have pity on me. These blind men came to him when he had gone into his lodging. And Jesus said to them, Have you the faith to believe that I can do this? And they said to him, Yes, Lord. Thereupon he touched their eyes and said, Your faith shall not be disappointed. Then their eyes were opened, and Jesus laid a strict charge on them, telling them, Be sure nobody hears of this. But they had no sooner gone out than they talked of him in all the country round. And it chanced that as they were going, a dumb man was brought to him, possessed with the devil. The devil was cast out, and the dumb man found speech, at which the multitudes were filled with amazement. Nothing like this, they said, was ever seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, It is the prince of the devils that it enables him to cast out the devil. So Jesus went about all their cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every kind of disease and infirmity. Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Matthew chapter 10, verse 7 and 8. And as you go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Matthew 11, verses 2 through 5. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Matthew 12, verse 15. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. I'm telling you, child of God, the word of God spoken out of the mouth of Jesus will heal every sickness and every disease. Matthew 14, verse 13 and 14. When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by the boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. I tell you, Jesus has compassion on you right now, and healing is taking place right now. Matthew 14, 34 through 36. When they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized him, they sent out into all that surrounding region, brought to him all who were sick, and begged him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched it were made perfectly well. I'm telling you, as you are touching the word of God today, that's the finished work. See, when the hem of the garment represented the finished work. And as you're touching the word of God, as you're touching the fact that you are already the healed, protecting your health, you're touching the hem of his garment. And I'm telling you, you will be made perfectly well. Matthew 15, verse 29 through 31. Jesus left there and went along the Sea of Galilee. Then he went up on a mountainside and sat down. Great crowds came to him, bringing the lame, the blind, and the crippled, the mute, and many others, and laid them at his feet, and he healed them. The people were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the crippled made well, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they praised the God of Israel. Matthew 18 and 19. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Again, I tell you, if only two of you on earth agree on what they pray for, they will get it from my Father in heaven. I add my agreement with yours right now. I agree with you that you are healed by the stripes of Jesus. I agree with you that you are well. I agree with you that you are whole in the name of Jesus. The Amplified of Matthew 18, 19 says, again, I tell you, if two of you on earth agree, harmonize together, make a symphony together about whatever, anything and everything they may ask, it will come to pass and be done for them by my Father in heaven. So you and I have agreed. You have agreed with me, and now I'm agreeing with you, and the promise is it shall come to pass. Praise God. Matthew 19, verses 1 and 2. And it came to pass that when Jesus had finished these sayings, he departed from Galilee and came into the coast of Judea beyond Jordan, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. Matthew 21, 14. The blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them. Matthew 24, 35. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. Matthew 13, 58. And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. There cannot be any unbelief. Don't surround yourself with unbelief. You may be in your bed or in the hospital or sitting at home or riding in your car. Do not surround yourself with unbelief. You believe that by the stripes of Jesus, you're healed. You believe that his word will not pass away. You believe that he sent his word and it healed them, and it's still healing. We will not tolerate unbelief, and don't you tolerate unbelief. If people cannot believe with you for your healing, then bless God, don't surround yourself with a bunch of unbelief. Don't let people come around your bed. Don't let them come around you saying, oh, dear God, we love you. And aunt so-and-so died of the same thing. And uncle so-and-so died of the same thing. And oh, dear God, the doctor said it doesn't look too good. Dear God, put them out from around you in Jesus' name. Tell them, I agree with God's word. I will live and not die. I am the healed protecting my health. And tell them, you must speak what I speak or don't speak at all. Glory to God. The Moffat translation of that scripture says, there he could not do many miracles owing to their lack of faith. Mark chapter 1, verse 32 and 34. That evening after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons, but he would not let the demons speak because they knew who he was. Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. And again he entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. Immediately many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door. And he preached the word to them, just like I'm ministering and preaching the word to you, and like we're in this word right now. Jesus preached the word to them. Then they came to him, bringing a paralyzed individual who was carried by four men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, watch this faith now, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which this paralyzed guy was lying. And Jesus saw their faith, and he said to this paralyzed son, your sins are forgiven. You and some of the scribes were sitting there reasoning in their hearts, and they said, why does this man speak blasphemies like this? Who can forgive sin but God alone? But immediately, when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned thus within themselves, he said to them, why do you reason about these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to this guy that's paralyzed, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, arise, take up your bed and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said, I say to you, arise, take up your bed and go to your house. Immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went out in the presence of them all, so that all were amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw anything like this. And I'm telling you, when your healing is completely manifested in your body, and you're up walking, and you're back at church, and you're back at work, and you're back driving and doing all the things that God wants you to do, the people will say, I've never, never seen anything like this. Glory to God. Mark chapter 3, verse 10. For he had healed many, insomuch that they pressed upon him for to touch him as many as had plagues. Mark 5, 21 through 43. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue rulers named Jairus came there. Seeing Jesus, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him. My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live. So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my clothes? You see the people crowding against you. You see these people. His disciples answered, and yet you can ask, who touched me? But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet and trembled with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. I say right now, your faith has healed you." While Jesus was still speaking, some men came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue ruler. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher anymore?" Now, isn't it just like a bunch of bearers of bad news to come up right in the midst of you believing God? Some bad report to come up right in the midst of you believing God? Some fear tries to creep in right in the midst of you believing God? Then the Bible says, ignoring what they said. See, that's what we need to do. Ignore the fear. Ignore the bad report. Ignore even the pain that may be on your body. Now, you may say it's hard to ignore because it hurts. Well, just focus in on God's healing power. Refuse to be distracted from God's word. Ignoring what they said, Jesus told the synagogue ruler, "Don't be afraid. Just believe." He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue ruler, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed him to scorn. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talai kuma," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately, the girl stood up and walked around. She was 12 years old. At this, they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat. Listen to me. Jesus came into this house and took over. He came into a house where there was a lot of commotion and took over. I believe if you let Jesus come into your situation right now, regardless of what the doctors have said, regardless of the fear that's come up, regardless of what you've been thinking, let Jesus take over your mind. Let Jesus take over right now in this situation, and it'll end up the same way. Immediately, healing will take place. Mark chapter 6, verse 5 and 6. "And he could there do no mighty works, save that he laid his hand upon a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went round about villages teaching." Child of God, unbelief is an enemy to your healing. Unbelief is an enemy to your faith. The Williams translation says, "He could not do any mighty deeds there except that he put his hand on a few ailing people and cured them. And he wondered at their lack of faith in him." Mark chapter 6, verse 53 through 56. "When they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret and moored the boat. They had no sooner left her than the people, recognizing Jesus, hurried all over the countryside and began carrying about upon mats those who were ill wherever they heard he was. So wherever he came, to villages or towns or farms, they would lay their sick in the marketplaces and would beg him just to let them touch but the tassel of his cloak. And all who did so were made well." Child of God, we can touch the tassel of his cloak anytime we want to, because the tassel of his cloak now is the anointed word of God. Mark chapter 10, verse 46 through 52. "Now they came to Jericho. As he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, son of David, has mercy on me.' Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried all the more, 'Son of David, have mercy on me.' So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, 'Be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you.' And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, 'What do you want me to do for you?' The blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight. Then Jesus said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. Mark chapter 11, 23 and 24. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, see, this sickness is a mountain. Disease is a mountain. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. I promise you, if anyone says to this mountain, remove and be cast into the sea, and has no hesitation in his heart, but is sure that what he says is to come about, his wish will be granted him. I tell you, then, when you ask for anything in prayer, you have only to believe that it is yours, and it will be granted you, according to the Knox translation. Mark 16, 15 through 20. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. The sick shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Luke 4, 16 through 21. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind. If you're blind, Jesus has come to preach recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Luke chapter 4, verse 40. When the sun was setting, the people brought to Jesus all who had various kinds of sickness, and laying his hands on each one, he healed them. Luke 6, 6 through 10. And it came to pass also on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught, and there was a man who was whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man which had the withered hand, rise up, and stand forth in the midst. And he arose and stood forth. Then said Jesus unto them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil? To save life or to destroy it? And looking round about upon them all, he said unto the man, stretch forth thy hand. And he did so, and his hand was restored whole as the other. I'm telling you, I don't care what day it is. I don't care what hour it is. I don't care what time it is. And I don't care what body part needs to be healed. Jesus is ready to restore you back to wholeness and to heal your body. Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 6, verse 17 through 19. And he came down with them, and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea and the coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all. I tell you, virtue is in the Word of God. And if you'll get hooked up to the Word of God and continue to listen to this tape and listen to the Word of God and get that Word in your spirit, then the anointing and the virtue and the power that is invested in the Word of God will come out on you and will heal you as well. Another translation says this: afterwards, Jesus came down the hill with them and took his stand on a level place. With him were a large crowd of Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast district of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear him and to be made well from their diseases. Those two who were troubled with wicked spirits were cured. And everybody in the crowd tried to touch him, because a power proceeded from him, which made everyone well. And I'm telling you, that same power that proceeded from Jesus and at that time made others well, today, that same power proceeds from the Word of God. Even as you're listening right now, you're being made well. Notice your body right now is being affected by the power that is proceeding from the Word, the anointed Word of God. Luke chapter 7, verses 1 through 10. When Jesus had finished saying all this in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum. There a centurion's servant, whom his master valued highly, was sick and about to die. The centurion heard of Jesus and sent some elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and heal his servant. When they came to Jesus, they pleaded earnestly with him, "This man deserves to have you do this, because he loves our nation and has built our synagogue." So Jesus went with him. He was not far from the house when the centurion sent friends to say to him, "Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you to come under my roof. That is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. And I say to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning to the crowd following him, he said, "I tell you, I have not found such great faith even in Israel." Then the men who had been sent, returned to the house and found the servant well. Who is it that's going to return to you today and find you well? Luke chapter 9, verse 1, 2, 6, and 11. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And they departed and went through the towns preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. And the people, when they knew it, followed him, and he received them and spake unto them of the kingdom of God and healed them that had need of healing. Luke 10, 8, 9. "And into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you, and heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you." Luke 7, 11 through 19. "And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were leopards, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' And when he saw them, he said unto them, 'Go, show yourselves unto the priest.' And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. Luke 18:35-43. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside. When he heard the crowd going by, he asked what was happening. They told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. He called out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Those who led the way rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped and ordered the men to be brought to him. When he came near, Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you? Lord, I want to see, he replied. Jesus said to him, receive your sight. Your faith has healed you. Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus, praising God. When all the people saw it, they also praised God. You know, this man received his sight and he followed Jesus, praising God. You know, when your healing is manifested, follow Jesus, follow the word and praise God. Don't get out of the word. Don't stop listening to these scriptures. Don't stop meditating on God's word. Stay in that word. That word is life to your flesh. It's life to your spirit. It's life to your soul. And it's medicine to your flesh. Attend to that word. Don't look to the right, to the left, but look right on. The word of God is the medicine that will heal you completely. John 10:10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. A thief, according to the Williams translation, a thief does not come for any purpose but to steal and kill and destroy. I have come for people to have life and have it till it overflows. Listen to me, child of God. God did not put sickness and disease on you. Why? He doesn't have it to put on you. God did not make you sick. He doesn't have sickness to give you. The Bible says, and I like the Williams translation, a thief does not come for any purpose but to steal, kill, and destroy. But I, Jesus is talking here, I have come for people to have life and to have it till it overflows. He's come so you can have life until it overflows. This is what we're doing today. This is what you're doing today. When you're listening to this tape, you're filling your heart with the life of God. And now that life should be overflowing. Praise the Lord. John 14:13-14. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. I want you to say this after me, child of God. Heavenly Father, I ask in the name of Jesus for you to heal me completely. I receive my healing in Jesus' name. According to your word, you will do it. Amen. Now listen to me. It's already done. Receive that by faith. It's already done. Your healing has already been accomplished. John 15:7. If you remain in union with me and my words remain in you, you may ask whatever you please and you shall have it. See, as long as this word remains in your spirit, he says you can ask whatever you please according to this word and you'll have it. John 16:23-24. And in that day, you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Another translation says, when that day comes, you will not need to ask anything of me. Believe me, you have only to make any request of the Father in my name, and he will grant it to you. Until now, you have not been making any request in my name. Make them, and they will be granted to bring your gladness in full measure. Praise the Lord. Acts 5 and 12. And by the hands of the apostle were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Acts 14, 8 through 10. Now a man who had no power in his feet used to sit in the streets of Lystra. He had been lame from his birth and had never walked. After this man had listened to one of Paul's sermons, the apostle, looking steadily at him and perceiving that he had faith to be cured, said in a loud voice, "Stand up right upon your feet." Notice, he heard a sermon. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And the end of this matter, the man stands up aright upon his feet. Praise the Lord. I believe that you're going to have an end to your matter. The end is going to be better than the beginning. Romans 8 and 32. Since he did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, will he not with him graciously give us everything else? 1 Corinthians 6, 20. For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 12, 7 through 11 and verse 28. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kind of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, government, diversities of tongues. If you've not come to your local church to receive prayer, to receive hands laid on you, go there, praise the Lord. The gifts are there working. They are available. Miracle working power is made available to you. Galatians chapter 3, 13 through 14. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree, that the blessing given to Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Ephesians 5:30, for we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. Ephesians 6:1-3, children, be obedient to your parents as Christians, as a Christian duty, for it is a duty. Honor your father and your mother. This is the first commandment, which has promise added to it, so that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The Amplified says, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardness, of craving and cringing and frowning fear, but he has given us a spirit of power and of love and of calm and well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control. Hebrews 2:14 through 15. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that hath the power of death, that is the devil. Hebrews 10:35-36. Cast now away, therefore, your confidence. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. The Moffat translation says, now do not drop that confidence of yours. It carries with it a rich hope of reward. Steady patience is what you need so that after doing the will of God, you may receive what you were promised. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. The Wyman translation says, now faith is a well-grounded assurance of that for which we hope and a conviction of the reality of things which we do not see. The Knox translation says, what is faith? It is that which gives substance to our hopes, which convinces us of things we cannot see. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, yes, and forever. James 1:17. Whatever gifts are worth having, whatever endowments are perfect of their kind, these come to us from above. They are sent down by the Father of all that gives light, with whom there can be no change nor swerving from his course. 1 John 5:14-15. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Healing is according to his will. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we have asked of him. The Knox translation says, such familiar confidence we have in him that we believe he listens to us whenever we make any request of him in accordance with his will. We are sure that he listens to all our requests, sure that the requests we make of him are granted. 3 John 2. My friend, I pray that you may in all respects prosper and enjoy good health, just as your soul already prospers. In the name of Jesus, I declare that you are healed. In Jesus' name, I declare that Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law. Therefore, you forbid any sickness or disease to come upon your body. Every disease, germ, every virus that touches your body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ and every tissue of your body functions in the perfection to which God created it to function, and you should forbid any malfunction in your body in the name of Jesus. Amen. I declare you healed in Jesus' name. I love you, and I thank God for your health.